Good morning. You are listening to the F-Files on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'll be your host today, IRL Human. It's August 25th, 2021. Wednesday, midweek, just after 11:30 a.m. But I'm recording this live from my studio on a Monday evening. It's very late. I have been here most of the day because it's been extremely hot out, and luckily I have air conditioning here and I don't at my apartment. So I've been hiding out here with my studio mate and fellow co-host. We're coming into the end of summer, still hot as ever, but rounding out August, and it's a very special week in Montreal, and that's MuTech. If you don't know about MuTech, it's a long-running arts and music festival that happens here. We're in the 22nd edition now, and this is the second hybrid version of the festival as a result of the ongoing pandemic. Yes. Here we are. And this year it's an IRL and virtual festival. As I said, a hybrid. So if you do want to get out and see a show, there is lots going on. And if you don't want to get out and you feel like staying at home, you can tune in via your computer. I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to be out and maybe in streaming some of these events. And there's the festival itself, which will feature plenty of performances, 59 performers this year, many of them from within Canada. Obviously, again, as a result of the pandemic, but I think that honestly, from what I've seen over the last year and a half, festivals have really been making the most of things, adapting where they can. Some of the hybrid or even totally online festivals that I've watched and been a part of have really impressed me. And so, I mean, last year I didn't get to see any of the live performances for MuTech, but I did watch quite a few online. And as always, I was impressed. So looking forward to this year's festival. And it actually started last Friday, August the 20th, and it will run until Sunday, September the 5th. So lots of time to get out and see something, catch a show. If you're curious about the festival, you can find all the info at mutech.org. And some of the artists I just wanted to mention that I'm really excited to see are Dina Abdelwash, who was supposed to come to the festival in 2019 and actually wasn't able to make it, a performer that I was extremely excited about. So I'm going to catch their performance. Soft Matter, Anna Pavlova, based in Montreal now, but from Toronto via Russia, and Anna has a super unique sound. Very exciting. She's got an EP coming out soon, so look out for her, Soft Matter. Also CL, who's coming in from Toronto, pretty incredible DJ, and this will be her first live set. And so if you are lucky enough to get to witness that, I'm envious because I couldn't get a ticket. So have fun, enjoy. That's CL. And then we've got Benedict, who's also currently based in Montreal. And their recent EP that they put out on Berberia Records is really, really exciting. I think I got that right. I might have got the label name wrong there. But that's Benedict. And then we got Glozy hailing again from Montreal. DJ that I'm really hoping to check out. Who else we got on this list? Echonymphia. They are a project also from Montreal. I'm shouting out a lot of Montrealers right now. But it's funny because, you know, the pandemic, I haven't been able to go to shows as none of us have. But I've definitely still been digging, looking up new music, keeping in touch with what's happening, who's making music. I mean, many people have put out albums over the pandemic or been working towards putting them out. And so, yeah, I'm just feeling very excited to get out there, catch some shows. As I mentioned, you can find all of the info about the schedule and the shows that are free, because there is a free outdoor stage, and the ones that are not free at mutech.org. And so for today's episode of the show, I'm actually going to play a live set. I was lucky enough to perform to a live audience in June, and this show happened outdoor on the mountain. I felt very grateful to share this experience with all of the people that were able to come out. The night was very beautiful. The other performers were incredible. Chivenji, Deirdre, and Hakim, whose artist name is escaping me in this moment. But this is my live set from that night. Just want to say that I am very impressed, you know, with organizers in general who have been involved in arts and music over the last, you know, few years, and have been doing their best to adapt and organize and find ways to share music with others in person. It's really something that, you know, has been a large lack in my life, and so I wanted to share the recording of this live set here on the air with the listeners today. You probably won't get to hear the whole thing, but if you're curious, it will be up on our SoundCloud. That's F Files Radio. Anyways, I think I've spoken long enough. Doing this all in one take, just like live radio. You are tuned into the F Files on CKUT 90.3 FM. Keep it locked until noon. And we'll be here next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Take care.
I CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.